Vayter in Shas. We are in the Menachos, Daf Lamed Dal. Picking up four lines from the top. Yetmar. Lul Pasuach min Abayis Laliyah. Let's say I have the stairwell that's open from the ground floor to the second floor. Amar Avuna, in Yeshlo Pesach Echad Chaybim Zachas. If it has one entrance, then it's going to be Chayiv in Mezuzah. Try to imagine this one floor and the second floor. And there's steps going up, and there's a door in the bottom, right in the bottom of steps, and on the top of steps, that's two. Or if there's only one, that's a question. Im yeshlo pesach echad chayim mezuzachas. Im yeshlo shnei pesachim chayim shnei mezuzas. Amar Papa, shmamin amin de Rav Huna, hay in druna de isle arba ababi chayav beba arba mezuzas. This chamber, there's four gateways, is chayav, each gateway needs to have a mezuzah. So it's more pshita, obviously. A lo tzricha, afak of the ragel b'chad. That's even though you're only ragel to use one of them, one of those entrance ways. We saw this in Lamed Gimel that we're going to get to this point over here, and that is that if you have something that's a ragel chad, then you don't have to put a mezuzah over there. That Rashi explains. It's only talking about if like only literally one person is using it. But if you have a place where one is more frequent than the other, you still have to put mezuzahs in each one of the doors. Amar Amemar. Hi, Pischa de Akarna. What about you have an entranceway that's on a corner? So literally the corner is missing. And that itself is, like, imagine a square with four corners. And then you cut one of those corners out. So you have it's going from one wall to the next. Then, Chayba Mezuzah needs a mezuzah. There's going to be like a diagonal door going on over there. Amar Lei. Of Asher Lemimar, let's say Ptzimim. It doesn't have side posts, so why would you need a mezuzah? Relay, it says, Ade Ptzime, here are the side posts, like the walls of where it's attaching to. Apopayikali be Marishmo, Chazahu Pischa de Lohavale, Ela Patsim Echad, Mismala. He saw there was an entrance that had only one side post, which is on the left side of the entrance. So this entrance is at the very end of a wall on the right side. The left side of the doorway had a side post, like, you know, the wall itself. But the right side of the entrance was just the end of the wall running at the right angle. Vavidle mezuzah, and he put a mezuzah over there. Amalei Rebbe said to him, come on, Kirby Mayor, who are you going like, Kirby Mayor? Who says an entrance with only one side post needs a mezuzah? Amalei Rebbe Mayor, what does he say that has to be on the right side? When does he say... It's okay if it's on the right side. Mismol mi amar. Over here, the side was on the left. So, what's going on over here? Mahi. Netanya. We're looking at the Braisa. Bisecha bi'ascha min yamin. It's got to be on the right side. Atom min yamin. Oina ela mismol. Matamalomar bisecha. And therefore, it says, your house. My Talmuda. Like, how does bisecha teach you anything? It's the right side. Amaraba. Derech bi'ascha min yamin. The right side is like when you start going in with your right foot. Therefore, it's considered Beksecha Biyatcha. Dechi Akar Inesh Karei, Demina Akar Beresha. Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Kamei Dura Papa, Shmei Dura Rava Bar Ula Amar Mehacha. He says, no, we learn it from here. Vayikach, Yoyada Akoin Arun Echad Vayikov Chor Bedalaso. And then, Yoyada the Koin, he took one chest and he bore a hole and it's lit. Vayitin Oso, it's almost Bech Miyamin, Vivol Yishvei Sashem, and he placed it near the Mizbech on the right side as one enters the Yisimingdash. Vinos Shama Kohanim, Shomer Asaf, Eskola Kesef Hamuva Beis Hashem. And the Kohanim, with the overseers of the threshold, put there all the money that was brought to the house of Hashem. So the Pasuk is telling us that one would enter through the main eastern entrance of the Azara, go straight ahead to the west. The chest would be on its right, near the northeastern wall of the Azara. So we see that whatever is placed as one enters, mezuzah on the right side. The same thing as with the mezuzah. My Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say? The time was at a brisa. Bai she'in lo ela patzim echad, Rabbi Meir mechayim v'mezuzah. Chom botim. There's only one of these patzim, which are these doorposts. Amir says you're going to be chayv a mezuzah. Chama say patra. My time in the bottom. What's your name about him? Mezuzos ksiv. The doorposts. My Tommy W. Mayer. Tommy W. Mayer. Mezuzos. Shomei ni miot mezuzos shtayim. I understand that the minimum amount of mezuzos is two. Because you omer mezuzos paparsha shnia shein tamid lomar. When it says the words mezuzos in the second parsha, which it didn't have to go and write. Have ribuya ach ribuya. Ribuya ach ribuya lemait comes a miot. Miot to a kosov mezuzah achas comes a miot to one mezuzah. One doorpost. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Einu tzarach. You don't have to learn from there. Kishu Omer am hamashkof aval shtei mezuzos. When it says in the Torah about the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they should put the blood and the lintel on the two doorposts. Shein tam lomer shtei. Ma tam lomer shtei. Ze bonaav. Kol mokim shtei mezuzos einu ela achas. Hashiv v'dachal kasev shtayim. So it means even one is going to be enough. Tanu Rabbanan. And it says you shall write them al mezuzos b'sechel v'sharecha. Yachol yichtaven al alavanim. You would think maybe to write on the stones of the door itself. Now Rakan k'siva v'numer long k'siva. It says here k'siva, it says by get k'siva. Malaholin ala sefer, just like that has to be on klaf. So to here, afkan ala sefer. Oklach l'derach zeh, maybe never l'kan k'siva v'numer l'holin k'siva. It says over here and also says by the you have to write the Torah on the stones when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Use the lashon there. Also means directly in the stones. Mala olam havanim afkan alavanim. Nearly read them and see which one's more comparable. Danim ksiva hanuheges adoros. Ksiva hanuheges adoros like gittin. Vein dong ksiva hanuheges adoros. Ksiva shenu hanuheges adoros when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael on the stone. And Baruch replied to them. From his own mouth, he would dictate all the words to me. I'm going to write it on the scroll in black ink. We see from this pasuk that the writing of the scrolls that are commanded by Gittin and Mezuzos has to be done by bullet black ink. It says the word al mezuzos. And you say that the Brisa says that we should learn out the writing of mezuzah from the writing of Gittin. Like what's going on over there? It says al mezuzos on the doorposts. Ani amar kra uksavtam. It's got to be a complete writing. V'hadar al mezuzos, and then shall the writing be put on the doorposts. Now that it's written, which is indication that the mezuzah is not to be written directly on the doorpost. Why is it necessary for me to have the gzira shava of writing of ksiva ksiva, saying the Brisa that tells the mezuzah has to be written on the scroll? Ilav gzira shava havamina lichtava avna velikva asifa. Now, because Rosh Hashanah, I would have thought that one can inscribe the mezuzah on a stone and put that on the doorpost. Kamash Malan, therefore, with the Rosh Hashanah, this is coming to tell me that we learned from the idea of Gittin, the mezuzah has to be written specifically on a scroll, which is then put on the doorpost. Okay, folks, we're now moving on to Tefillin. Abba Pasha Shabbat Tefillin, Akvo Zuratsu. We said that the Abba Pasha's there, they're Ma'akiv. You have to all four. Vafil Ksav Echad Ma'akvan. And even if one letter is a problem, it's going to be problematic. And for the Gemara, Pshita, obviously, what are you talking about? If it's missing a letter, it's not going to be good. Why don't they tell us that? I'm reviewed on Marav. Lo Litzucha Ella Likotsu Shilyud. It's talking about to teach the Tefillin are going to be no good. If even the coats of the yod, the little point of the yod is coming off, that's also obvious. If that's a missing, the yod is not considered a good yod, and it's like it's missing, so why would you have to deal? Is that lo nitzcha el le'idach Rav Yehuda? I see that the teachers for the other teachers, Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Amarav, kol os, kol ishein gevil mukafla me'arba ruchoseha psula. It's just coming to teach us a din of Hekef Gevil. It's got to be surrounded entirely by parchment. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Dalet Amed Beis. Tan Rabbanan. Here we go. Lito Tafos. We have the idea of Lito Tafos. It's Phil and Sharosh. That's mentioned three times. It says Totafos. The first time, it's written without. First two times, it's written without a Vav. And the third time, it's written
with a vav. Hare kan arba, that comes after four. Each individual one without it, and then the one with the vav makes it into two, so it comes out to four. Div Rabbi Shmuel, Azai, Gezakt, Rabbi Shmuel. So we see there's four compartments that are found in the tefillin shell rosh. You don't have to go ahead and darshan like that, because tat bekaspi shtaim, the word tat in kaspi, which is a language, means the word two. Pas bafriki shtaim, and the word pas in African is two, so it comes out to four compartments. Tanu Rabbanan. Right, so we're at this part where we're saying that the tefillin shel rosh has four different compartments. Yachal yichtavim al arba oros. Okay, you would think that one should write the four parshios on four different hides, vinichem ba'arba batim, and place them into four compartments, ba'arba'a oros, which themselves are made of four different hides. You would think that the cloth for the four things, as well as the four compartments of the tzol and shirosh, have to come from separate strips of the hide. Tamalofa, the verse says, luzikaron bein einecha. To show you that the four compartments are made from a single hide, it says that it should be a, you know, real tzol v'einecha, and then a Los ayadecha luzikaron bein einecha. Let me find this full pasuk here. Vayelachalos ayadecha luzikaron bein einecha. Right, a remembrance between your eyes, which is mashma zikaron echad amarti lecha. I've told you to make a single remembrance. Vayelach shnayim b'shlosh zichronos, and not two or three. Hakesad, how is it so? Kosvan al arba oros. You would write the four passages on four separate hides. So minichin ba'arba batim ba'or echad, but place them into four compartments made of a single hide. Now we go on and say ve'im kasvan ba'or echad. If one wrote all four of them, four passages on one hide, v'inichin ba'arba batim, and place them into four compartments, yatsa, then he is yotze, he is chiyuv, v'tzach shei revach b'neim, but they have to be written. One thing has to be that there's space in between these compartments. If your Rebbe's eggs are Rebbe Chamomrim, Einu Tzarech, no, you don't have to go and leave space between them. V'shavim shenosen chut o meshichan bein kol achas ve'achas. The Chacham said you don't have to leave a space between them. V'shavim, both these time, marmaskim shenosen chut o meshichan bein kol achas ve'achas, that one has to put a string or a cord between each and every compartment. V'im ein charitza nikar, the compartments, the groove is not discernible from the outside. That's like if you look at a regular film, shirosh, you'll see like these four different compartments of three different grooves that are going up the sides and across the tefillin that we noticed on like there. And psulos, they're going to be puzzle. Tanu Rabbanan, let's talk about the tefillin shel yad now. The tefillin shel yad. Ketzad kosvan, how does one write the tefillin? Tefillah shel yad kosvan al or echad. He writes all four passages in one hide. V'im kosvan ba'arba oros v'nichem ba'yisach. If he did it in four, he put it in one compartment. Yatsa. V'tzaruch dabik, but you have to go ahead in that case to bond them. You gotta glue them or stick them together somehow before you put them into there. Shemar v'ha'ya lecha la'os al yadcha. Right, it shall be for a sign on your arm. Kishim she os achas miyuchutz. It's telling just like it's there's a single sign on the outside. Now one can look at the outside that it has one compartment because there's no charitza, there's no grooves there. Kach os achas b'fim, so to a single sign on the inside. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda azai gezakt Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, and Rabbi Yosi Omer Eino Tzarech, it's not necessary to bond the four parchments together. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Moda Li Rabbi Yehuda Berebi, but Rabbi Yehuda, the smart one, would be maskim to me. Rashi says, Yehuda Chacham, Shem Ein Lo Tefillin Shel Yad, if he doesn't have Tefillin Shel Yad, Yishol Shtei Tefillin Shel Rosh, you have two Tefillin Shel Roshes that have, you know, they have four parchments and four compartments. Shetola Or Al Achas, man, that he would to drape a piece of hide over one of the head tefillins to make it look like one particular one compartment. Then he goes ahead and he places it on his arm. They're not attached inside. Modeh, in fact, the Gemara, how can Yossi say that Yuda is going to be masked as we modeh to this cooler here? That's what the Mechlokas was. From Rabbi Yossi's words, we see that Yehuda actually took back his opinion. He backed out. He doesn't say that the four passages have to be bonded. Fract the Gemara. Ain't he? Is it true that one could use a head tefillin for an arm tefillin? V'hashalcher v'chananya mishmei d'Rav Yochanan. That tefillah shel yad osen osa shel rosh. You can make a tefillin yad into a tefillah shel rosh. V'shel rosh ain osen osa shel yad. But the yad can be the rosh, but the rosh can't be the yad. Because you don't go down from a higher, shtickle to a lower level. Since the tefillin shel rosh has more kedusha than that of the shel yad, you can't go and make it into something smaller. Or why would that be that that's the case? So Rashi says that the three letters of shakai, shin, dal, and yud, they're on a pair of tefillin. The letter Shin is on the box of the head of the tefillin. The letter Dalet is the knot in the head tefillin. The Yud is by the knot in the straps on the tefillin shel yad. Since the majority of the letters in the name are shown in the tefillin shel yad, so therefore it has this kedusha more over the tefillin shel yad. Says Gemara Lokat, right? So how can Rabbi Yossi see differently? Lokasha, says Gemara, this is Nishkin Akashe. Haba Tikta, the Chumra, the Chumra's Tikta ruling of Yochan is talking about old tefillin shel rosh. Once it gets, it's on the head even for a little bit, it's going to be also to take away its Kedusha and more to its tefillin shel yad. And Haba Chata, the one where she said you let it go ahead and the tefillin shel yad is somewhere chadat, a new one that was never put on the rosh yet. Ulamanda amar hazmana milsi, and according to one who says that hazmana, when you designate something for something, it actually takes on significance. This we saw way back in Brachos. Anyway, it's also Sanhedrin apparently. The one who says that the asne alayimaker, we're talking about a case with the new tefillin shel rosh's owner, he originally had a tanya about them, that if he wants, he can put them into a tefillin shel yad. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.